This is KUNM. I'm Rita Daniels. This year's spring rains and snow have eased New Mexico's drought and made it less likely that we'll see huge, damaging wildfires. But fire ecologists say it's not a matter of if there will be fires, it's when. They're trying to use flames now to protect watersheds for years to come. Ponderosa pine trees tower hundreds of feet in the air here in the Santa Fe National Forest southwest of Los Alamos. In between are thickets crowded with mixed conifer saplings and scrub oaks, lots of dead wood, and pine needles. Just over the hill is where two of the state's largest wildfires burned. First, the Cerro Grande fire in 2000, where hundreds of people lost their homes. Then Las Conchas fire in 2011 that completely denuded the landscape of any vegetation. The watersheds are still recovering.
Just to give you some perspective, the first 16 hours of the Las Conchas fire going into the night burned about an acre per second.
Dennis Carroll's a fire ecologist. He says that kind of fire is way out of character in a ponderosa pine habitat. What is normal is for mellow lightning-caused fires to creep through these stands every decade or so, with flames just a few feet high burning up the grasses and little trees. But with the advent of the Forest Service at the turn of the last century and its mission to put out wildfires, it's like no one's taken out the forest recycling in more than 100 years.
Smokey Bear is just about as popular as Santa Claus, as far as a well-known name and icon across the world. And the idea of, hey, we need to put out all fires, it took us decades to pull out of the suppression mindset.
Now, whenever possible, the Forest Service tries to manage wildfires and let them burn, using them to benefit the forest's health. This spot is part of the Southwest Jemez Landscape Restoration Project, where crews are busy thinning hundreds of thousands of acres. They use prescribed fire burns, but it's been a little too wet for that lately, so they're going in with chainsaws.
It's like a cacophony of chainsaws going on here.
Yeah.
Here, about a dozen dudes wearing hard hats are armed with freshly oiled blades, cutting down trees that will eventually be dragged into a pile and burned when the conditions are right.
I guess.
Jeremy Marshall is the project's coordinator for the Forest Service.
And here, there's probably, 60 trees per acre, which is really what we're striving for with our desired condition. And if you look at that dog hair thicket, if you will, there's probably upwards of 1,000 trees per acre.
Marshall says if an unplanned blaze really got going in here, it could destroy homes that butt up against the forest, but afterwards, debris could flood into the Rio Grande, which is an important source of drinking water.
It's kind of the obvious place to go. It's the place where treatment is urgent,
He says when he thinks about how much of New Mexico's forests need treatment, it can be overwhelming. But no action is just passing the buck to future generations.
In the Forest Service, we work on things that are kind of beyond our lives or beyond our careers. And, these forests are on scales that are, way beyond that, hundreds of years, thousands of years. And so we're just, we're stewards of it, but only for, a glimpse in time, if you will. So
the Forest Service has to put out human-caused fires, even if letting them burn would be the best thing. So for the rest of us stewards, we have to stay on our toes this summer and focus on not starting fires. Meteorologist Chuck Maxwell's been poring over drought conditions and weather patterns, putting together the outlook for fire managers across the Southwest. He says with all the rains, there is a lot of grass.
They keep getting taller, but they keep turning a little bit green, though, too. So fine fuels are out there. They're just being modulated right now by the short-term moisture events. So it's out there. It's waiting to be cured and waiting to be available for fire.
The driest part of the year, Maxwell warns, may come in August when lightning will likely spark fire on the landscape, naturally. Then, if conditions are right, managers may allow the fire to do its job in restoring health to the forests. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.